Blog Talk Radio.
The Lipizzaners were not so involved in famous events, but they always were used as riding horses and driving horses for the imperial family in Austria. But anyway, I want to tell you a little bit about this very big event that happened in the last weeks of the Second World War. You must know that during this time, by the German government, a big Lipizzaner stud farm was established in Hostau. At this time they decided to collect all Lipizzaner horses spread over Europe, and you must know that there was a big number of Lipizzaner stud farms in Romania, in Czechoslovakia, in Yugoslavia, in Italy, and in Austria. In that place in Czechoslovakia called Hostau. And when the Germans had to go back, Hostau was in the situation that the Soviet army was soon, and it was the idea of the Americans, in agreement, in cooperation with the German director of the stud farm, who was Lieutenant Colonel Rudowski at this time, to save these horses. And against the Treaty of Yalta that said that this part of Czechoslovakia only is allowed to be touched by Russians, the American troops, and it was the 2nd Cavalry under the Colonel Reed, who was the commander of this battle group, under the order of General Patton, who was the commanding general, went to Hostau and moved in several transport all those, these were approximately, I think, 1,000 mares, colts and fillies, into the American zone. And the second thing was that these horses then were selected by representatives of the original states from where they were coming. These men selected their horses on account of the different brands and marks, and then the horses went back to their original homelands. And if this wouldn't have been done by the American army, we can convince that this race wouldn't exist, because only with the stallions we had still in the American zone, because Podolsky, who was the commander in these days, brought the Lipizzan stallions from Vienna to Upper Austria, where the Americans were at this time.
And I want to say this to the television audience. I made my mistakes. But in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
President?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.